Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is a seriously on profile. This, a dispute over fast food led to a shooting with a customer and a worker at Checkers. Was it the worker who shot the customer?
It was the worker. He was working the drive-thru, climbed through the drive-thru window, walked around the front of the store, got in the argument, and shot the guy.
So what was the reason for this? Was it the fact that you did not, the guy didn't get extra mayonnaise, no cheese on his hamburger? Was he one wing short? Or forgotten French fries.
And Justin, that is the question that we pose to you. But before we get to the answer, happy birthday, man.
Hey, thank you. This has been my good little treat there.
What are you doing later?
I'm actually headed home. My wife picked up some cookies, and then my parents are bringing over Little Caesars. So,
Nice. Okay. All right, happy birthday.
Yeah, it sounds like a good day.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, they brought back that stuffed pretzel crust. So I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, bro, I wish you'd invited me over. All right, so let's see here. Dita Smith, you went with wings.
Wings.
Whoops, and look, I understand. I'm right there with you. That would piss me off. I don't believe I would kill a man, but certainly I would be
You
angry.
Wouldn't.
But Ted would.
Yeah.
And then, Justin, you agreed with Miles Montgomery. Both of you said fries, because let's face it, between fries and wings, those are the ones that are going to set you off.
No!
Believe it or not, it was mayonnaise, brother.
Mayonnaise?
It was freaking mayonnaise. And it's funny, someone on the text line says, I'm going to have to say extra mayonnaise, because if you hate that stuff and they put extra on there, it's worse than... it's worse than a skin shop.
Jesus.
Okay.
So it was too much mayonnaise.
I guess. It just said extra mayo.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now... Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Armageddon.
Slow on the Armageddon there.
Oh, sorry, wheel spinner.
Yeah. Well, it's funny when I'm late on the wheel, but, you know.
You want Armageddon, Ted?
Yeah.
You want Armageddon?
I want the world to burn. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have talented teams of writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The Department of Highway Safety in Florida is making Margaritaville-themed license plate. Look for them at a DUI checkpoint near you.
Come on, Ted. That's got to be you.
Fallon.
Myers.
The Department of Florida Highway Safety recently announced they will make Margaritaville-themed specialty license plates. Look for them at a DUI checkpoint near you.
Colorado Rockies are now the third fastest team to reach 50 losses in an MLB season, making them the worst team in the last 125 years. In response, the team has announced that at future games, they'll replacing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Take Me Out Behind the Shed and Kill Me.
Colbert.
Colorado Rockies became the third fastest team to reach 50 losses in an MLB history, making them the worst team in the last 125 years. In response, the team has announced that at future games, they're changing Take Me Out to the Ball Game to Take Me Out Behind the Shed and Kill Me.
In TikTok news, there's a new term going viral. It's called water-based cooking. It's basically just things being boiled, steamed, or cooked as soups or stews. Now, who wants to tell Gen Z about this being the oldest way to cook?
The Gen Z one.
Yes.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I saw it. Water-based cooking, like boil.
Yeah, like I said, wait. I didn't left this part out.
We're going to call it a poached egg.
Wait till they discover grilling.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Well, I was going to say wait till they discover a crock pot, but I like my crock pot so much, I figured that would have tipped you off.
Just say sous vide.
Right. Would you eat sous vide bacon?
No.
Exactly.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just
why you flash it at the end?
Because there are certain ways to do things right, and bacon's not. Bacon's one that you don't.
I might have
you
to
don't
try
deviate
that.
From.
I don't know, dude.
I've yet to have anything sous vide that has not been better.
The juice will stay in the bag for the bacon, so the bacon's really going to cook in its own grease.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
If you just flash the top,
I'm skeptical.
I'm going to sous vide you, Mike.
All right.
A two-year-old at the New York airport was rescued after riding the baggage conveyor belt from ticketing desk to the baggage room. Even more terrifying, the toddler was air traffic controller.
Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Hey, guys, there was a two-year-old at Newark Airport who was rescued after riding on the baggage conveyor belt from the ticketing desk to the baggage room. Even more terrifying, the toddler was their air traffic controller. That's terrifying.
Since the pandemic, the vaccination rates for measles, mumps, and rubella are down. Fewer people are getting them for themselves and for the kids. Turns out the only thing we learned from COVID was how to make sourdough bread.
Colbert.
Seth.
Kibble.
Since the pandemic, vaccination rates for measles, mumps, and rubella are waning. Fewer people are getting them for themselves and for their kids. Turns out the only thing we learned from COVID is how to make sourdough bread. But
this is kind of a funny one. So everybody knows June is Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
I turn into a whole giant thing, right? I don't care. Like what I keep saying this month. Like my whiskey straight, my friends can be whatever. But try it this weekend at Pride.
Okay.
Mike, you're going to be there with me.
I got the t-shirt.
It's going to crush in that beer garden.
I'm ready for it.
So, Ron Swanson from Parks and Recs, mm-hmm. Nick Offerman's character, right? Man's man. But on Sunday, somebody basically posted a GIF that was like, it's that character throwing out trash, but it's got a pride flag on it.
Okay. And like, so they put the pride flag where the trash was.
Right. It's like, this is how I feel about Pride Month.
All right.
So I like Nick Offerman just came over the top. He quote tweeted it and said, Ron was the best man at a gay wedding, you dumb F. Happy Pride. Which I'm just like,
okay.
All right. That all, it's kind of putting it to bed right there. It's like, yeah, man.
Come on.
And look. Like I said, I like it because that character is a man's man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Works with his hands, drink whiskey.
Loves leather.
Yeah. I mean, look, I make fun of my one buddy. He drinks vodka sodas all the time. And I always go, what are you, a white woman on a diet?
I can guess who you're talking about.
Yeah, of course. All right. Got a new show for you.
All right.
Started last night, Mobland.
Mm-hmm.
Mobland. Now, again, like a good mob show, they talk a lot like this.
Why does every mobster only talk here? Allergies.
I don't know. And it's English.
Oh, but they still do the mob whisper?
They're still doing the mob whisper.
Right.
Pretty good show. Tom Hardy is like the fixer for like one of the crime families, right?
Already I've seen the commercials, yeah. I love Tom Hardy.
I almost
man.
Tweeted this out last night. Like, do you think he ever gets tired of being like a badass?
No, because he does it too well, man.
He's too lax with being a badass. He just falls into it, right?
I never really knew who he was, and then the movie Inception came out, right? And he has more or less of a bit role in it. But every time they went to his character, I'm like, I like this guy, right? Somehow kind of a bad. A lot of other stuff's going on, but I like this dude. Then he showed up as Bane, and I'm like, I really like this dude. It's just every Mad Max.
This is my Venom guy, right?
Venom mm-hmm. dude.
Okay, right, that's the one I liked and no one else did.
I still haven't seen it yet. You said, dude, get stoned.
But did you ever see the movie about bootlegging with Shia LaBeouf?
I know what you're talking about, because they were brothers in the movie.
Correct.
Right? I never saw the movie, but I heard
it's a really... and
didn't he, like, direct it? Shia LaBeouf, I mean?
I was going to say, it's weird. It's a Shia LaBeouf movie, and I'm not a biggest fan of his, but it's a really good movie. And Tom Hardy, again, plays a badass. I'm pretty sure Tom Hardy also is a competitive jiu-jitsu guy. Like, I don't know that he has his black belt.
He might be. Some of his moves, like, some people you can tell, like, learn the moves for a role. He's very fluid with his moves when he's being a badass.
Correct. Even in Peaky Blinders,
mm-hmm.
he shows up as, like, this Jewish guy that makes liquor and stuff because it's prohibition. And he's a badass in that. I'm just like, I think he might just be. Like, I could be wrong, but
we should interview. I mean, look, we just have one question. Right?
Oh,
are you actually just a badass?
Right, because he's doing jiu-jitsu. Like,
he says he won a number of competitions. He's an avid practitioner of Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Correct. All right.
Of course. He also said he spent most of his youth drinking alcohol and smoking crack cocaine.
Right, but he's sober now and just trains and stuff. Like, I think Tom Hardy might just be a badass dude.
Sounds that way. I like him, man.
What a number of jiu-jitsu competitions, it says.
More like Tom Hardass.
So, now here's the crazy thing, right? There's a lot of big actors in this, right? Helen Mirren's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But Pierce Brosnan.
Right.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you know him from a bunch of stuff. I mean, he's James Bond.
He's 007, yeah.
He's Remington Steele.
Look, he's the guy that your mom loves.
Remington Steele is how I remember him.
That's what, because my mother almost slid off the couch first time that show came on.
It was Sally Field's love interest in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
Is there anything this man can't do?
What can he not do?
So he generally, though, to me, plays kind of a cool character,
right? He's always suave.
He plays an awesome badass in this one. Oh, I'm really? Only one episode in. Like, I'll just tell you, the end of episode one, I was like, God damn, Pierce. Like, all right. Like, I just didn't see it going that way. And it's just like, it's awesome.
Okay.
Also, if you're like me and you like some of those English shows or whatever, if you've seen Top Boy, there's a couple actors that were in that show up in this.
Right.
So I don't know why I get so excited. I'm like, oh, know her. But very good show. Like, you know, good crime stuff. This won't shock you. The son of the crime boss is an idiot, getting him into trouble and this and that. But
doing drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there ever a smart, sober mob boss son, as far as it goes in TVs and movies?
Yes. Al Pacino.
Right.
Good call. All right, yeah.
Like Sonny was more of the hothead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, but
Michael,
right? Michael's kind of the level-headed one, whatever. So, like, you're right. The Godfather is one of those exceptions where it's like, oh, no, he's actually like...
I wanted you to be a senator.
Dad, I can't understand what you're saying.
You're taking it very
personal. On my jaw.
Where's the show out there, Ted?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, okay.
Not Paramount Negative and not just Paramount Equal, right? And if you have Paramount those streaming neutral. Services, hey. You're getting screwed.
Give them credit. They kept the name.
That's right.
Okay. They haven't changed it yet.
Paramount Light.
Correct, Paramount but Light. Paramount, right, because there is the Paramount Channel, there's Paramount Plus.
Didn't they spin off from NBC, though? I believe Paramount...
I'll tell you this much. They CBS. Keep changing. Well, now it's with Showtime.
Right.
Somehow that's connected in.
Yes.
I know on my cable, somehow that's connected in. And then Paramount Plus also, if you watch international soccer, you got to have that sometimes.
Maybe it's Show Peacock.
To watch the USA team, Jesus. Right? But then Peacock's its own thing. Like there's so many of them anymore. It's very hard to keep track.
It really is.
Quick update for me and maybe somebody listening to us who was born in India. Just want to give a big shout out to...
very specific.
Kings 11 Punjab. They made it to the final this year. They did not win. That's my Indian Premier League cricket team.
Why did you pick them? How many teams are in this league?
I believe there's 8 teams.
All right.
You know why I picked them?
No.
Because Netflix years ago, they only did one season on the Mumbai Indians,
okay.
which are part of that league. And I was like, cricket. All right. And then one night, I think I had a few beverages. I was trying to find a sport to watch. And I was like, cricket's on. And I was like, I'll get the channel. So then I just started watching it. And then at the time, they had a guy. It's so wild to say this because nobody knows. A man named Chris Gayle.
Okay.
Chris Gayle is Jamaican, so the West Indies play as a team. He is a beast. He's a universe boss. And, like, he played on that team. He's a monster of a man. All right. And would just crush the ball. So I liked him. Cal Raoul was, like, the Indian. He was the captain of the Indian team. So I basically started watching this team, frankly, as they just hit the ball so hard it reminded me of baseball.
Okay.
But they always sucked. And the league's full of corruption and this and that. But that was the first time they've made it to the final, so I was pretty proud.
All right.
Okay. Also, if you buy anything, if you ever buy a cricket jersey, go a size up.
Oh,
there. Get a little tight size
up. Oh, Christ.
Same with the soccer jersey.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
I'm being
dead
serious, man.
Well, European size, like, do what you want with this information, but European sizes are just different than American sizes.
Yes, they are.
They're a little tighter.
And then I won't name certain stores, but there is some massive stores in the United States where I have been, and they clearly fudge with their sizes.
Ooh.
Because I was, like, swimming in a large. I do not wear a large T-shirt. Right. Come right? On. I was like, come on.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. But I guess it makes you feel better. Yeah, so that's how I found that team. And it's interesting, and it's fun to have talks with Englishmen. Let's see. Fifth and final season of Stranger Things will roll out in three parts, basically around Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve.
I saw that. And I'm sorry. Look, I dropped off of Stranger Things after season one. Not that I wasn't interested in the others. It just It didn't interest me enough to go after them.
Fair.
But then when I saw this rollout where we're going to give you a little bit of this part and then the next month a little bit over here, that just released the damn season. Are we now?
Yeah, put it out.
Right.
Disney Plus does that.
They do.
Like, here's three of Andor, here's three more, here's three more.
And that's the thing. It's three episodes. Quit acting like you're doing this huge thing that you're stretching out over this long. You don't have to stretch it out over this long period.
Unless you're trying to get numbers. Honestly, the way I see this working, though, right, you're stretching it out over, like, the Thanksgiving holiday, then the Christmas holiday, then New Year's Eve. Like, that time is just so busy. And then in America, most of us are going to be watching football.
Like, I was gonna say, doing
to me,
things.
Like, this just says, hey, Netflix, I'll watch that when I have one of those days off in between Christmas and New Year.
And not to mention, you've got Christmas movies that are coming out, which, love them or hate them, you're going to end up watching a handful of them. You've got Christmas specials that are coming out. Like I said, you've got football. You've got a handful of other sports that are going on at that time. There's too much competition for a spooky show. Put it all out in Halloween. Call it good.
Right.
I agree 100%.
I don't get it. I really don't. Because they can't compete with it is my whole thing.
Happy Gilmore 2 trailer came out. Has anybody watched it yet?
I
watched the trailer.
Yep.
I will watch the movie.
You know you will.
I have a bad feeling it's not going to be that good.
I'm not very confident, no.
I'm not either.
All going to watch it anyway.
And there's a ton of guest appearances. I get it.
But you really need to know golf to get those.
Oh, really? Oh.
So you can't just be a casual, you know, happy
So I won't
guy.
Know who half these people are.
Correct. They got, like, Rory McIlroy coming out.
Bryson DeChambeau's your waiter or whatever. You will not know that unless you know who that guy is.
You won't, but I think enough people liked Happy Gilmore. Like, Lee Trevino just shaking his head at him on one of those holes. Like, me and you noticed that. Most people didn't, but I think they still liked the movie.
Yeah.
This one, Miles might be right, though. It's just a lot of cameos. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, they did a promo with Cookie Monster. They got a new drama coming out called The Rip. And then, let's see, tonight. All right. By the way, Mike Hawk, stop going to the games when the Mariners play the Orioles.
Thank you.
No, it's great.
Stanley Cup finals start tonight. You can cheer forever you want to. I'm
USA.
Going for the Panthers.
USA.
They got Kachuk.
USA.
Yeah, come on. Let's keep that cup in the States.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. North Carolina authorities are called after a motorist sees a dinosaur on the road. Meanwhile, a couple cancels their wedding because of a tornado. So they take it inside in their tiny abode.
Yeah.
Brit books a vacation to Greece, shocked to find they don't serve English food. A high school prank ends with three kids in Enumclaw. They all got screwed. And a Texas man calls the cops to ask if they could pick up his cocaine. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we go to Greece, where their hospitality is keeping tourism at bay. A woman... Oopsie-daisy.
Oh.
A little low on that one.
There you go.
A woman on vacation from England was left upset by her experience at her hotel. She tells the media that she was upset because they didn't serve English food at the hotel.
She was in Greece.
She's in Greece.
She intentionally booked a trip to Greece.
To Greece.
Understood that she was in Greece.
She's in Greece.
And was stunned.
No English food.
There's no English. Look, lady, I got news for you. Outside of England, kind of hard to find English food because it's garbage.
You can't find English food in England.
Right. They eat Indian food. Right. There are fish and chips and Indian food.
I did read the story. The woman, the reviews on that place are awful.
Correct.
So there's a ton of people, like the last five reviews are like, I cannot believe this place is over.
Right. The food conditions were not all that good.
This is horrible.
Broken toilet seats. So the woman the 69-year-old woman suffers from ulcerative colitis, a condition that restricts her diet, leaving her unable to eat a lot of the foods that they offered at the Greek hotel, which she said was horrendous. The food itself was just bad, she said. She also complained about the high cost of the things inside of the hotel and also the limited drink choices of wine, lager, or brandy, leaving her unable to enjoy a Bacardi and Coke like she so often does.
Go somewhere else.
Go to a bar.
Okay, yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
And as Miles said, this is not the first time that the hotel has been criticized about the condition of their food in the hotel rooms, though the hotel is in contact with the woman to work out a resolution. Yeah, you're in Greece. They like their wine. They're actually very good at it out there.
Right.
Not so much for the liquors. Again, I'm sure you could probably find a bar somewhere. Somewhere out there, there's hard liquor.
The other thing is, if it's that important to you that you eat and or drink the things you're used to, then don't go on vacation.
Correct.
At least not in a different country.
You're immersing yourself in a different culture.
Right.
Greece, by the way, I would love to go there and eat.
Hell yeah, I'm with you. That'd be awesome. No?
I like gyros a lot, but like traditional Greek cuisine, I'm just not a fan, man.
Okay.
For the most part. Like, it would suck for me. But I would not be stunned that in Greece I'm surrounded by Greek food. I am that smart.
I feel like if you went to Greece, you would surprise yourself at how much you like.
Maybe. It has to have lamb.
Yeah.
If it has lamb, I'll give it a shot.
They got great chicken, too.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. They are good at chicken. In other news, to Kentucky, where a man's dumb decisions got worse as time went on. Over Memorial Day weekend, the man was the subject of a call to police after he had made some quote-unquote alarming statements to an employee of the business that he had driven to while intoxicated.
Oh.
Officers arrived on the scene and arrested him for DUI, booking him into the local jail and impounding his car. Fast forward a couple days, after he had bonded himself out of jail, he made his way to the impound lot to get some personal items out of his car. The sheriff went to the car and got the items from his trunk, but couldn't help but notice a little something extra in the trunk. Some cocaine that he clearly had stashed for a later date.
It's probably what he wanted.
That's exactly
what
he wanted.
Get my back back.
That's right. With this discovery, the man was arrested for the second time in a single weekend.
Damn, man.
Miles, I thought the exact same thing. Oh, we found cocaine. It's like, that's what he was looking
for. Also, you're from
Texas.
That's
exactly what he was calling.
You're from Texas. You know better.
You know better?
Because everything is illegal there. You can have a seed in your car and go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're in Kentucky. You can have a seed in your car and go to jail.
Right.
This is cocaine. That's a step up in the drug scale.
Yeah, like, Austin has decriminalized weed. But, like, I'm with my, like, Texas, you still don't want to mess around. Right.
Nope.
And Kentucky, I feel like, is even more locked down. Like, they don't screw around in Kentucky. So,
no, they really don't, man.
Good work there, buddy. Good work. But just when you thought that I was done talking about dumb decisions... We go no further than a small little town in South King County, Enumclaw, Washington.
Uh-oh.
Doggone it, guys.
Is this your high school?
This is my high school.
All right.
Police got a call about a break-in at my alma mater. They arrived in time to see three kids fleeing the school and checked security footage, finding something alarming. The three walked about the halls of the school in a manner that concerned authorities that it may be a quote-unquote dry run, suggesting that the trio had nefarious plans to commit a shooting at some point in the future. They were casing the place, trying to figure out the best course of action and all that. Local authorities and media blew the story up to the point that one of the three involved came forward to reveal there was no plot for an active shooter situation. Two of the young men involved were students at the school, the third being a relative up from California, and they were scouting the school for the best way to execute a senior prank in which they would be filling the lunchroom with balloons. You see, they were also trying to find the easiest way to get in and out of the school to load up the lunchroom full of balloons.
I think the kid made the right decision, because I saw the story a couple
of
days ago.
Absolutely, he did.
And at this point, no one had come forward. They just said, here's chilling video, right? And my wife and I looked at each other like, Jesus Christ, man. And look, exactly what everyone said.
Correct.
Looks like the case in the joint. And they mentioned on the news, so the FBI has already gotten involved. And then the next day is when I heard the kids like, whoa, hey, guys, look, man, no. We know it was stupid, but it was a prank.
After coming forward and complying with authorities, the three were booked on various charges. I really, really hope. Look, I understand these kids did something stupid. I really hope that they just hit him with like a trespassing charge and let the fear of what is come down on
them. I think that's all you need,
because
the fear of the FBI thinking you're a domestic terrorist is common. I mean, that's why they came forward. Like, oh, Jesus.
Do the investigation. Do your due diligence to make sure that this actually is a prank, that there is nothing bigger going on, but then let that be the punishment.
That's where we are. I mean, they got to do that.
Yeah,
they absolutely. I mean, if they didn't, they're not doing their job.
That's right. See something, say something. Exactly. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to St. Louis, Missouri, where a positive was found in a negative situation. A couple was set to get married in a very unique place, the local zoo, using the hippo exhibit as the backdrop to their ceremony.
Sexy.
Unfortunately, a tornado was set to tear through the area on their wedding day, and did, forcing the zoo to close and cancel their wedding plans. But not wanting all that preparation to go to waste because you spent all that frickin' time putting it together, I can feel that, dude. They instead chose to get married in their powerless apartment surrounded by, quote, families and a whole lot of Chinese food.
What's more,
the zoo wanted to do their part to make their day special and gave them a symbolic hippo adoption and stage a meet and greet with some of the animals that were supposed to be involved in their wedding. It was going to be this big old grand to-do. There were going to be animals involved. They were going to have hippos back there because they love the hippos, and all this stuff gets shut down. They actually hold the ceremony in their apartment that is without power now because a damn tornado tore the place up. So, gotta love when they find a little bit of a good there.
I thought you were going to say the tornado hit the zoo and like 100 animals escaped.
Well, apparently it did hit the zoo.
Oh, really?
The tornado did hit the zoo.
Yeah, just a little bit north of the zoo.
Oof.
Yeah, it tore through there, man. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners hosted the annual Hill Hawk outing once again this year. Don't clap. As the Baltimore Orioles, with a current 390 win percentage, came into town to take on the leaders of the AL West. Not anymore. The 542 win percentage Seattle Mariners for a three-game series, who for whatever reason were just no match for the damn Oriole bats last night, losing the game 5-1 and subjecting myself to another year of ridicule. This is going to be fun. Game 2 of that series is tonight over on Root, and you've also got Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final over on TNT and True TV. As far as your weather, a little bit of cloud cover there, going to bring temperatures down to the mid-50s tonight, and then tomorrow we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a high of 75. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.